Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Lee Flatt in this morning from Rap World in Gainesboro. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing, Tiffany?
I'm doing well. So can you tell us how Rap World came to be? This is a older business that you've had for a long time, but what inspired you to open this business?
That's a great way to start this. I owned a trucking company prior to this, and I am a very driven person to make things happen. I went to several sign shops around Nashville where I had the trucking company and kept trying to get them to help me change the letters on all these semi-trucks and trailers. I was going back, and nobody remembered me. The one that I did find was like, that is way too much work for my shop. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Time got short on the contract for me to have the letters and numbers and all the signing on the dotted lines, and I decided that I was going to learn how to do this. That was in November of 99.
Was this like a stubborn, like, I can't get anybody else, I'll do it myself?
Pretty much. I've always been a firefighter type person that no matter what, I'm going to try to find the answer and figure it out.
Yeah. So you started this. Did you start in Gainesboro right away?
No, actually, I was in Cookeville at the time when all this happened. So I actually started it. My first little shop was about the size of this room here, you know, not much bigger. And it was a struggle. I'll say this. The people that have the idea and the drive to go out and start your own business, try not to do that on a whim, because you will definitely learn every lesson that you can learn, and some of them 10 times.
Yeah, there's a lot to know. I think so often you can learn everything that you need to know about wrapping cars, but there's a lot more to a business than just wrapping cars. The technique is one thing, but how you're going to charge things and how you're going to train other employees and what the shop space is going to look like. There's a lot more to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, 5 years into it, I realized that my business management skills were lacking horribly. You know, wearing 12 hats, being an owner of a business is an impossible task for any human being all day, every day. And you've sacrificed, you know, many years, a lot of weekends, 20-hour days sometimes. So I stopped, and I went into tech, and I started taking a night class on business management, which, because I was a business owner, they didn't even charge me. And I was like, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
But it helped me give an outline for the first time of my business and where I was at. So absolutely, I did everything the wrong way starting out, but I got to praise
God.
They all do.
Right. So it's okay.
Right. A lot to learn.
Yeah. So what kind of services do you offer? Do you just do vehicle wraps or what?
No.
Is there more to it?
Yeah, we do. We do temporary signage to temporary banners and to interior, exterior stuff in office buildings, hospitals, fire stations, police departments, you know, the big badges on the wall and all that. Signage as far as like the Corex signs. I've been through several elections in 25 years and they wear it out. It's not just the signs and banners that they hang up on the side of the road. It's also their vehicles. I've had a yard full and parking lot full of vehicles. And, you know, it gets really wild around election time.
So for those, and I'm included in this, if you wrap your vehicle for an election, an advertisement for an election, is that what your vehicle looks like for the rest of the life of the vehicle? Or is that something that can get removed? What's that process like?
Yeah, you're using different types of materials. Some of the best are the 3M and Avery's and Orifol products. There's some KPMFs and stuff. A lot of this is printed. There are things called color change, like if you want to take your Corvette and turn it red from white, you know, then that's a different type of substrate. As far as the longevity of it, it will last probably 5 years out in the sun every day, But if you're doing this temporary, we can adjust to that and say, okay, we're going to do this for, you know, 6 months, a year. We can take the vehicle back. We can start with a lot of heat and some help and do a 45-degree angle from the top right to the bottom left, and it will release back off of the vehicle with very little residue if it's a good material. And then you can pretty much power wash it or wipe it down with denatured alcohol and take any gray residue off of it, and your car looks like it did when you brought it back. Or brought it in 6 months ago.
Wait, I just saw a real estate group in town that has wrapped a Tesla. And right. I thought, that's interesting. You know, it's a Tesla. And now it looks like, you know, now it's a walking or driving billboard forever. Like, that seems kind of crazy. But I didn't know that it could be temporary.
Yes. You know, a lot of the stuff that we do in commercial businesses are for longevity. When you're thinking of a box truck for these heating and cooling companies and everything else, you know, they want to get the life out of that vehicle, but they also want to get a long term out of their investment for wrapping those things. And everything depends on what you're doing, how long you're trying to forecast this for, and the application process, especially cleanliness is godliness in this business, because anything that's left behind and not addressed at that point is going to cause an issue.
Yeah. How you've been in this business for 20 some years now, right?
Yeah. 25.
What's the biggest hurdle that you've had to overcome since starting this business specifically and just being a business owner?
Wow. Myself.
Self-doubt?
Myself. I had to step outside of myself and say, you cannot do this alone. You need mentors. You need people that will be there for you no matter what and help you through all these horrible things that's going on that you don't know how to handle.
Well, and I'm guessing in 25 years, techniques have changed and ways that you actually wrap and materials. And how do you stay up to date on all of that to make sure that you're able to provide the best service needed?
There's a professional classes that you can go and take, certified classes, Avery, 3M, Orifol, KPMF. They have guys that's what they do for a living. They train your crew, and it's an investment, you know, to do that. You know, continuing education in this is nonstop, because it's like the computers, there's always this next new thing. Sometimes they're not as good as the last one was, so you have to pick and choose of what's working for you and your shop. That being said, that's exactly how you need to handle a business. Just because it's the next new thing doesn't always mean that it's going to work better than the last one.
Yeah. In case you're just joining us, we have Lee Flatt in from Wrap World this morning. What's a wild thing that you've wrapped, or what a wild design? Is there any over 25 years? There's got to be something that sticks out that you're just like, that was a crazy thing. I can't believe that we pulled it off.
I believe one of the first most impossibly crazy looking wraps that I did, I don't even remember when it was. I think it was prior to 2010. I did a cigar boat that was going to Miami to do a race. And the graphic art on it, that's whenever I reached out to a real true professional of about 20 years at that time to help me with the design. And to make that work on that boat from being on a flat screen and a piece of paper, it was a huge challenge to me to get something that was not flat or, for the most part, uncompounded, meaning less curves and corners and stuff. So that was a problem. I've done so many cool things. Some of the hardest things there are to do in wrap is talking to people about wrapping their motorcycles and wrapping a motorcycle helmet and things like that. This stuff is very time consuming, and you absolutely have to know the right tools, everything from the tape, knifeless tape, that's not using a knife on anything, and you put this little piece of tape down, you pull the string, and it pulls, it wraps around your seams, where the seams will be. This job has really took me to school every day.
Well, so and I'm guessing before 2010, just the technology of designing something, I'm guessing there's apps or software that can now let you know what it's going to look like on a three-dimensional shape as opposed to a flat screen. I'm sure that that's something that has just changed. Is there anything that you're like, this was a game changer in what I'm doing?
Yeah, I think that when Corel Draw was a big thing with the t-shirt people and design people. FlexiSign, I think is how you spell that. They came out with a program that was working specifically with the printers, allowing you to be able to see it in a different perspective. And then, of course, Adobe Suite came out, and they have so many things from InDesign to Illustrator to, you know, Photoshop's that allowed us. And they've all improved so much over the last 25 years. It's incredible.
It's really funny to me to think about, you know, most of what you do is in a shop, a garage of sorts, right?
Yes.
But then you're designing with Adobe and InDesign, where people who are making a magazine are using that kind of software too. So you have to know a lot of stuff to be good at what you're doing.
Yeah, note to self there, don't go at it without taking some college. You know, get
some training.
If you love it, get into the training part of it. And I've loved that because I had to step into it with nothing. And I sit and I ordered these discs and I watched them for hours and over and over and over. I kind of gave myself college in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, people talk about YouTube University all the time of going through and learning through things through YouTube, which wasn't a part of things when you started. YouTube wasn't even around.
Right. There was no YouTube. The internet was little.
Things are a lot easier now. We'll be right back. Stick with us. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. I have Lee Flatt in from Rep World in Gainesboro. So we were just talking about the graphic design that you've had to learn and you self-taught. I have tried InDesign. Not for me. I don't want to have to do that. So walk us through the process when somebody comes in and they say, I have a motorcycle and I want it to look like a pink zebra. How do you go through that process and kind of work with them and get make sure that your customers are satisfied with what they're trying to do?
Yeah, picked a job that I've done. So when the customer comes in, my shop is different than every other wrap shop that I've been in. And I stop at all of them around the country. Everywhere that I go, if I see one, I'll stop and go in. I'm a very personal person when it comes to custom work with people, and I am very careful to make sure that I'm on the same page with them, all the way up to addressing anything that I see on the bike. So that's kind of the first process thing is we have an initial consultation there, fill out a little work form, so I've got contact information, and then I say, give me your dream. What do you see when you see this finished? A lot of times I get the answer of, well, I don't know. So that gives me the opportunity to open up my vision or the art people's vision into this because I have some beautiful art people that I love dearly that really knock it out. So that interpretation coming from that person to me, and they're not even in the room, is a really tricky part of how I've learned to express myself into what the person wants in their vision. So once we do that, we'll go out, we'll look at it, and I actually like take my hands and I'll be like, well, I'm seeing this, do this here and here. How do you see? You know, and then they start seeing it. They start seeing it come to life at that point. Actually, it's like airbrushing. Anybody that airbrushes, it's hearing this knows, if you do not see something finished, it is impossible to start. All the way down to drafting, out sketching, to getting into the initial arts, getting the proofs right. I love getting to knock it out of the park the first time, and I've got a really good success with that over the years. It's like getting in someone's head is a really hard thing to do, but that's what we do.
Well, and I was going to say, have you learned how to communicate better where somebody comes in and says, I don't know, You have to pull things out of them because you want them to be happy with the final product. And so have you learned some techniques of what to ask and how to ask and to get really into the heart of what they're looking for?
I have a cheat sheet. I call it a cheat sheet, but it's a mental cheat sheet that I train the girls and stuff to in case they're working with the customer until they can get to me in a few minutes. Like I said, it's really personal. And I want my daughters that work with me, both of them do, and they're in their 30s, you know, and they love the job. It's hard. It's a hard job. But they also know how important it is for the customer to get exactly what they want. So in order to do that, we have a structured outline of the questions that we ask, all the way down to papers that we fill out and everything to the measurements, to colors, to, you know, the whole list and the questions that you need to ask to make sure are, you know, and you try to lead a person into a way that you can understand it and explain it later. If not, then there's these big paragraphs down there and it can get really confusing. And then I have to recontact the customer before I start the art. So it's a huge process.
I'm sure it's just, you know, you want to stay up to date because it changes. And so even though you may, you know, one term may have meant something 10, 15 years ago, the new thing is this, and this is what you need to, you know, this is what everybody's doing, but they, you know, so I'm sure that there's a lot to it.
The new character thing and the whole AI thing is very, it makes it impossible to deal with on days, the Canva things. And people, you know, one of the first questions that I ask is, do you have professional digital artwork? And then 9 times out of 10, they'll go, oh, yeah. And then you find out that it's from Canva or, you know, something that's, maybe I shouldn't say that word, but.
No, yeah, it's not true
digital art.
Canva is a great resource for people who are needing to do something that don't have the time to learn, you know,
Absolutely.
All the Adobe suites. But I've struggled a lot with I designed something in Canva because I'm not a designer. But then I go to print it and it prints terribly. And so it's such a struggle to kind of get enough that I can do it, but then you want to take it to the next level. And I'm sure there's so many people that come in and say, well, yeah, it's professional. I've done it. I can do, you know, all these things. And it's not.
Yeah. That's the hard part, is explaining that, because digital art is digital art that you have used a certain one of several programs to use to create that pixel for pixel. Mm-hmm. It's not taking a picture out of a folder over here on the left and pulling it in there and boom, it's going to be able to be the size. It looks great on Facebook at 3 inches by 2 inches, but what's it going to look like when you blow it up to 3,000% and you put it on the side of your straight truck?
Yeah.
That doesn't work at all.
In a town like Gainesboro, how important is it for the local reputation, for word of mouth, for, you know, how important have you had to work to have a business like this in Gainesboro?
This is a, I don't know how to say this other than I have been the best kept secret.
Which is not usually what a business owner wants.
Absolutely. I don't even, you know, all I can say is glory to God, because He gave this to me and He finally showed me what I need to be doing in it. And I've took that lead and I've run with it. But so many times I have actually heard those words, man, you're like the hardest person in the world to find.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is that? You know, I've got numbers everywhere, blah, blah, blah. I have been blessed enough to not have to advertise in 25 years.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's exactly what God's plan was for me, mm-hmm. because I have been taken care of. You know, when you think about the amount of work that I stay under, and I don't, you know, advertising is everything. I am advertising. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what it is. My drive, my integrity, and my word is what has kept me in work for 25 years. I've never, ever went without work, because people know. They say, no, you need to call Lee. Lee will help you. The deadline. I'm the deadline guy.
I'm the best kept secret of the deadline guy, you know, because they're like, yeah, call him. He can do that by Friday, and it's Thursday night at 11 o'clock, you know.
Well, and do you think that that helps being in the small town that, you know, that word of mouth? I think so often people are like, oh, we're you have to advertise this way. You have to have a billboard. You have to have a magazine ad. You have to have all these things. And I think that in this area, we're so relationship-based that word of mouth means so much more than anything else. And so absolutely, the fact that you have great customer service makes you stand out more than you have a pretty billboard on the side of the road.
Absolutely. Word of mouth will do two things for your business. It will make you or break you. Mm-hmm. My rating that I have, it stays about 4.9. You know, that's because when there is a problem, we address it. Absolutely. That is the one most important thing in my shop, is it does not go out if there's something wrong and it needs to be brought to my attention, period. It doesn't matter how many times we got to do it. We do it right. And then we send it out. That thing that you're talking about, the billboards are important for certain markets. Everything, every marketing scheme is great. And that's why all these tools are here for us to get out to the population. But it's like, how do you advertise advertising?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Lee Flatt in this morning from Rap World in Gainesboro. What do you think sets you apart from other businesses? And, you know, you were kind of just telling us on the break, your shop's different, just the atmosphere is different. What is that? Tell me about that.
Joy is a great word to use there. When you come into my shop, I'm a very personal, hands-on person with your experience. I have been like that the entire 25 years. I keep that focus on every single job, no matter how little it is or how big it is. When you walk into my shop, you're not walking into a counter. You're not walking into a reception area and somebody taking your name and filling out an order and saying, we'll get back with you. We take you in then. We sit you down right beside of us. You know, you can actually see everything about my shop. There's nothing behind a door. Everything is open inside my print shop, and that's where my desk is. And we sit down and we start that initial contact and conversation there. My other part of the shop, it's outside where the wrapping, the magic happens. My daughters and that help are out there working, and you can see hands-on what they're doing, how meticulous they are, and what they have to do. And I think that that makes the biggest difference in my continued customers base that I have. Like, in 2016, I did a customer base, meaning I hired a guy to come in and go through everything that I'd done up to however many years that was, 16 years. I need to know how many people's been in my business, how many receipts, how many times have they visited my shop, and put them in the computer if they've been in there more than one time. In 2016, this has been almost 10 years ago, I had over 18,000 return customers.
Wow.
It stopped my clock.
Yeah.
I got down and prayed.
Yeah, that's a lot. And how important is that kind of openness, and that, and now you have your daughters working in the shop with you? How important was that culture to you when you set out to start this business, to kind of have this open, warm feeling instead of such stuffy, here's the lobby you're sitting in, and, you know, here's your receptionist that you don't get to talk to the actual designers?
Right. There is nothing better than a good relationship with people. And being transparent with people, completely transparent with people, is the most important thing in the business, because they don't have to know what a person makes for a living, but they have to know that you're going to give them 100%. And my rule is, we give 200% in this shop. If you don't feel like it today, don't bring that in here. And I love that, because people see that. If you see joy when you walk into a place, that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants to be treated exactly like I want to be treated when I go into a place and want to spend money. You know, it's it's not necessarily about making a lifelong friend, even though I've made so many thousand lifelong friends by doing this, but it's just warmer and it's more comfortable. There's not a nervous bone in my body. And when they leave, we're laughing and carrying on. And it's just the way it's supposed to be.
What's the biggest challenge in wrapping and sign making and the design world that people don't know about that you want the listeners to kind of have an idea about? The biggest challenge?
Getting it 3 days before it's due.
the deadlines. But you're the deadline guy.
Yeah. And I'll make it happen to my ability. When you start a business or you have that idea of things, one of the most important things you need to remember is you're going to be required by codes to have a sign-up. Start that process of branding at that point. Get involved with somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, and say, hey, this, you know, have that image in your mind. You can find someone that can bring that out. And then when it's that time, it makes it a lot easier on the design people to be able to be on the same page with you and maybe even get three or four different ones. And it's not just something that we're snatching and grabbing and trying to throw together because it's a last minute thing. You know, preparation is everything for a good result.
The majority of small businesses fail within the first 5 years. To have a business that's been around for 25 years, you have employees, you've, you know, create something that's unique to this area. There's not, you know, 10 other wrapping vinyl places on every corner. What do you think your secret sauce has been to be able to be here for the long haul?
I would have to say my transparency, my integrity, my full-on drive in it, but just the way that I am.
I think it's interesting because it's your service. You're providing a product. It's a product, but there's so much service part of that. You're working with a customer. You're not just, here's the shelf that you can pick from. Here's a lookbook to pick what you want. There's a process and you develop a relationship with the person that you're working with throughout that. You understand the meaning that they're trying to portray by wrapping a vehicle or a sign or putting things out there. And I think that you see the service aspect as such an important part of things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's nothing better than hearing the words, thank you. Wow, that is more than I expected. You know, that's what I do it for.
Yeah.
I do it because that gratitude that people have. I actually have a lot of, and I probably shouldn't use the word pride, but I'm so happy that I've got to help so many small businesses in southern Kentucky, Tennessee, northern Georgia, all the way over into North and South Carolina start their business. They truly know that I care because they call me back. They stay with me and they support me and my family, my crew, mm-hmm. You know, and that means everything to me because, you know, it's like I said out in the lobby, it's the little things that you do.
Yeah. In case you're just joining us, we have Lee Flatt from Wrap World in today. What advice would you give somebody who's trying to start a business? What's the number one thing that they need to know to stay around for 25 years?
Be true to your word. Do exactly what you say you're going to do. I do understand being in business for so long that it is impossible to absolutely 100% please everyone. But don't take on a job if you're not willing to give it 200% and try.
I mean, it sounds like you're just a guy that cares so deeply about all the projects that you're working on. Is there anyone over the years that has really stood out to you that really just impacted you personally, or you knew the impact that you working with them did on their business or their personal vehicle, whatnot? Anything that really sticks out?
Yeah, you're going to make me cry. I had a family come all the way here from another state and bring me a wheelchair that their daughter was going to get to be in for several years. And they asked her to come with them. And when I got to talking to that girl, she was praising God that she had that wheelchair. And she told me what she wanted. And I bet I spent 5 hours that day with that family. And when that was done and they came back, they made the trip back. They came two states away for me because they had heard that I would do exactly what they wanted. That was a huge impact. It still is. I've got a picture of her and me and the family that I keep right beside my desk. You know, all the kids and their joys that they get from these things, whether it's a Boy Scout troop that got it gifted, that I wrapped their trailer or whatever. You cannot outgive God. And if you pour that out into the community will absolutely take care of you. And I think this community knows that about me.
Well, and I think it's, you know, word of mouth, we think of, you know, talking to your neighbors at church or at the mailbox or, you know, word of mouth, you don't often think two states away that, you know, you were the person. There's, you know, obviously there was a God thing for him to bring this family to you for the right reasons. And you know, 25 years, you've had thousands and thousands of customers, but one that really stands out, you know, and keeps you going, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it.
Speaking of keeping going, what's next for you? After 25 years, I feel like you're probably kind of set and this is what you're doing.
You know, I've been on a 5-year exit plan for over 5 years. I'm actually in going through my ordainment right now. Mm-hmm. I love teaching. I love the Bible. I love the Lord. I counsel men in recovery. Me and my wife teach a life group. I'm heavily involved in the church and my worship. I absolutely love guitars and playing. You know, I'll practice 2 hours, 3 hours a night sometimes. That's my stress release. Yeah. I really don't. You know what I do? I let the Lord lead me every day. Whatever He wants me to do, that's what I'm going to do.
So if people want to connect with Rap World, how can they find you? Since you are you're now on the radio, so right. You can't be that much of a secret anymore. But how can people find you and connect with you?
Okay, so we're located at 3451 South Grundy Quarles Highway in Gainesboro, Tennessee, which that is actually on Highway 56 for all of us old school people. I'm exactly 2 miles where you turn off at the grade. Onto 56, turning right towards Gainesboro. So I'm right before Helen's, and I'm right after Stalo Market on the right.
Okay. Do you have a website? Do you have a phone number? How can people?
Sure. Phone number would be 931-854-5009, and the website is the name of the business,
rapworld2.com. Rapworld2.com. Well, Lee, thank you so much for coming in today. I'm excited to see, you know, the projects that you're working on, and good luck to you in your retirement phase, or your phasing out, your 5-year phase out plan. You got the daughters there, so they can kind of help take over in the future, and best of luck on your ordainment.
Well, thank you for that, especially. And I'll take all the prayers I can get in that for the next year. It has been a blessing to me to get to do this. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.